Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Rowan, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we're exploring the intricate relationship between predicted brain age and language abilities in healthy older adults. Researchers have set out to understand whether the difference between a person's chronological age and their model predicted brain age can explain variations in language performance. This study sheds light on how our brains might age and how that correlates to our language capabilities as we grow older. So, what did the researchers find? They gathered data from 86 adults aged between 60 and 81, presenting participants with four established language processing tasks. They wanted to see if deviations in predicted brain age would offer any insights into language performance across these tasks. Tasks included listening comprehension, reading comprehension, as well as two types of production tasks. Each task was carefully designed to measure different aspects of language abilities like phonology, lexical access, semantics, and syntax. Using machine learning, the researchers derived predicted brain ages from anatomical data captured through MRI scans. Chronological age served as a reference to assess how young or old the brain appeared on the model. Essentially, if the predicted brain age was older than the chronological age, it might signify greater cognitive decline. Now, the results were rather surprising. Contrary to what many in the field might have expected, the study found that the brain age gap did not significantly predict language performance in these cognitively healthy older adults. This suggests that simply having an older brain isn't necessarily an indicator of poorer language skills in this demographic. The absence of a correlation raises intriguing questions. Here, the researchers emphasize that while brain age and cognitive performance have been linked in various studies, primarily focusing on clinical populations experiencing cognitive impairment, these connections appear to weaken in the context of healthy aging. Let's take a look at how they conducted the study. Participants underwent a series of tasks that aimed to probe their language abilities. In the listening comprehension task, they listened to sentences of varying syntactic constructions and were asked to respond when they recognized a target word. The reading comprehension task required them to evaluate sentences based on their complexity and respond to related questions. For the production tasks, they engaged in a tip-of-the-tongue challenge, where they were prompted with definitions and had to report whether they knew the corresponding word. There was also a phrase production task, where they had to describe images using specific syntactic structures. The statistical methods employed were quite robust. The researchers used Bayesian mixed effects modeling to analyze their results, which is a powerful approach that allows for more nuanced conclusions compared to traditional methods, especially when examining complex behavioral data. They accounted for various factors like education level and working memory, strengthening the validity of their findings. An important aspect to highlight is their approach to generalizability. They restricted their sample to cognitively healthy older adults, which can be a double-edged sword. While it ensures that any observed effects are not muddied by cognitive impairment, it may limit the applicability of the findings to a broader population. This brings us to the critique of the study. While it demonstrated clear strengths, such as strong methodological transparency, a well-structured argument, and a novel examination of brain age in a non-pathological context, there were also some limitations. For instance, the participant demographics were relatively homogeneous, primarily consisting of white older adults. Future studies could benefit from a more diverse sample, as variations in cultural and socioeconomic backgrounds could influence findings. Moreover, the limited age range of 60 to 81 years could have obscured potential age-related effects on language abilities. The researchers acknowledge that broader age ranges might reveal different patterns, especially when comparing younger to older adults within the language processing context. In conclusion, this study adds an important piece to the puzzle of how we understand cognitive aging and language performance. While the findings suggest that predicted brain age does not act as a reliable predictor of language abilities among healthy older adults, they highlight the complexity of individual variability in cognitive function. The study opens up avenues for future research, emphasizing the need for a multimodal approach that integrates various neuroimaging techniques to capture more nuanced relationships between brain health and cognitive performance. Thanks for tuning into SciBud. We hope you enjoyed this exploration into the aging brain and language. Remember to join us next time for more scientific discoveries that expand our understanding of the world around us. Until then, Stay curious.